Sport is an integral part of the Australian way of life, and thanks to new programs, vision-impaired Aussies are no longer missing out. AFL blind trials have been taking place over recent months, and players are hoping a national competition takes shape in coming years. Maurice Gleeson is the president of Blind Sport and Recreation at Victoria, and he told The Wire's Jessica Supple about the challenge of developing the game for vision-impaired people.
We were going into the unknown, and so we had to create audible football. Then we had to find, you know, whether it was suitable indoors or outdoors, and then we had to modify the rules for those who are totally blind as opposed to those who are legally blind.
Do you hope that getting a big national sporting body on board like the AFL, that might encourage other big leagues, maybe like the NRL, for example, in the future to get involved?
We believe those who are blind or vision impaired, they should be able to participate in any sport or recreational activity of their choice. So having organisations like AFL coming on, driving this, to make a part of their inclusive program is a great step forward.
Blind Sport and Rec Victoria already works with a really large number of sporting bodies. Do you think that there's a limit to how far you can go?
I've seen more and more people now having the opportunity to participate in activity which previously wasn't available because of our society saying we want a more inclusive society. We want people to participate at all level, and that's fantastic. What we've got to now do is match that to make sure that these people do have the opportunity with some financial support. And the benefit is they're now out and about doing things which previously they weren't, so they benefit from the wellness side of it. Instead of these people being isolated, going to their GP because their mental health state is deteriorated, is so rewarding to see people now doing things that previously were never available.
Maurice Gleeson, President of Blind Sport and Recreation Victoria. Mikey Todorovic was one of the players involved in the early trials. I asked him what his playing experience was like.
It was fun playing at school, but I would still walk away and still feel really down because I couldn't really enjoy the full essence of the game. So then I got involved with Blind Sports and Recreation Victoria, and ever since then, my life has been so much better. I've been so much happier because I've been able to play and compete in so many blind sports.
So can you tell us a little bit about your experience with some of the trials so far?
I wrote up like a list of rules and regulations that I thought as a vision impaired person would suit the game, and AFL Victoria and Maurice Gleeson, we all together kind of started developing the game itself and the rules. And then we had our three testing days over the last year, and each testing day it was getting better and better. More people were coming, and now we've come to the point where all the testing days are over and we have a group of about 30 odd vision impaired people that are going to be in our pilot league in November. So it's absolutely amazing. It's unreal.
What have you found the most enjoyable so far about being involved?
Number one, the social aspect. So meeting so many people with vision impairments, being able to feel like you're not the only one that has this problem, because sometimes you feel like you are. And then being able to actually play footy like a normal AFL player, that's been the most enjoyable part. So we don't play full contact. It's touch footy, but it's as competitive and as rough as it gets and very, very safe at the same time. No one's ever got injured. Just being able to play in this beautiful indoor facility that we have that's like a proper AFL purpose-built ground, and being able to actually kick goals and take marks and, you know, actually have a proper kick and know where the ball is because there's a buzzer in it, we can hear it. It does so much for your self-confidence. So it doesn't make you feel like you're separate to the rest of the community.
Mikey Todorovic, AFL blind player, ending that report by The Wire's Jessica Supple.